Senator Lisa Murkowski said in her annual address to the state legislature that the state has big budget decisions to make, decisions she made clear are not up to her. But again and again, she expressed reservations about cuts Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski was asked about the Dunleavy proposal to repeal local taxes on pipelines and other oil and gas infrastructure so the state can collect that revenue instead.
I will tell you that just, you know, first blush, the proposal is concerning to me.
She prefaced that by acknowledging the debate is up to state legislators.
Well, these are clearly going to be part of the very difficult decisions and discussions that you all will have.
Murkowski was a state House representative for 4 years, ending in 2002. Her speeches to the legislature are part family reunion chat with news about her sons and personal milestones, and part annual job review featuring a list of her accomplishments in Congress. This time, she also played the role of elder stateswoman. She was somewhat cautious, but Murkowski did offer opinions and advice about some of Dunleavy's proposals, including the change in property tax for industry.
I would discourage anything that creates division among Alaskans over the value of our natural resources.
Dunleavy, as a candidate, was critical of how many state resources his predecessor put into pursuing a natural gas pipeline, and he's reevaluating the state's role. Murkowski says she wants to keep federal regulators focused on processing the state's application for the pipeline, despite the change in state administration.
And what I don't want to have happen is them look up at Alaska and say, well, I don't know, maybe they're not really interested in this. Maybe we should be moving our attention to these other pending applications.
Murkowski elaborated at a press conference following her speech. She says it's appropriate for Dunleavy to reconsider the large expense of pursuing the federal pipeline permits. But she also made clear what she thinks is the right answer.
To put the halt on it and say, we may come back to you later, that's a tough sell. It will be very difficult to come back to it later.
The permits will be valuable, Murkowski says.
But half a permit doesn't give you much value.
A reporter asked about the governor's proposed cuts to the Medicaid program, which will cost the state federal matching dollars. Murkowski says legislators and the Dunleavy administration need to carefully consider cuts that cause a loss of federal funds.
Because the leveraging that you can get from federal dollars has been significant for our state.
Murkowski was also asked to weigh in on the president's declaration of an emergency to get more money to build a border barrier than what Congress gave him. Murkowski says it creates a bad precedent of expanding presidential powers.
I'll be very direct. I don't like this.
Murkowski would not say whether she plans to vote for a resolution to overturn the president's declaration. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is due to address the legislature on Thursday. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.